This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد عباد الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار والعياذ بالله عباد الله. One of the things that we're all guilty of, that we do not reflect on the book of Allah. We read it, perhaps for barakah. We read it because we have to wait for salah. We read it because sometimes we feel guilty. But the purpose of the Qur'an is to reflect on it and to live by it and to govern yourselves with it. كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَتْدَبَّرُوا آيَاتٍ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ يَا مُحَمَّدٌ, a book that was revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that book is Mubarak. And that book that was revealed to you, which carries the barakah, the purpose of that book, لِيَدَّبَّرُوا, so the followers of this book may reflect on it. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, and the people of reasoning, the people of logic can remember it. When they want to do ma'asiyah, they remember the ayah from Kitabillah, so they withdraw from it. When they want to lie, they remember the ayah from Kitabillah, so they seal their lips. When they want to insult someone, they remember Kitab Allah, so they will stop themselves. لِيَتَذَكَّرُوا. And then Allah said, asking rhetorical question, أَفَلَا يَتَذَكَّرُونَ فَلَا يَعْنِ أَفَلَا يَتَدَّبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ. Don't they reflect on the Qur'an? Or there's a seal on their hearts? But when I recited to you ayah, or our Imam Sheikh Umar, when he recites for us during the salah, if the Quran is not sinking into your heart and my heart, if that recitation is not changing your perception, same surah that you heard of it many times, you read it so many times, the same surah, Surah Al-Ikhlas, if you, every time that you read it and you hear it, if that does not leave something in your heart, Perhaps there's a seal. أقفال على القلوب. And that's one thing that we don't really pay attention to it. Even in Somali, sometimes when we want to ask the imam to lead the salah, we say, "Wari naga sar salada." We say in Somali, as though, you know, let us just get rid of it. Let's just move on with it. Let's get rid of that responsibility. And today, perhaps, I want to reflect on a surah. We all want to reflect on this surah. And perhaps, by the mercy of Almighty, by the mercy of Allah, we will walk away from this masjid after Salat al-Jum'ah having something in our hearts. And I will begin introducing this surah. This surah has many, many names. But I will introduce this surah by an incident that happened to one of the Sahaba. His name was Abu Sa'id radiyallahu anhu. قال كنت في المسجد قال كنت أصلي في المسجد فدعاني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلم أجب فقلت يا رسول الله كنت أصلي قال ألم يقل الله سبحانه وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ ثم قال لأعلمنك سورة أعظم السورة في كتاب الله قبل أن أخرج من المسجد قال ثم أخذ بيدي فلما أراد أن يخرج قلت يا رسول الله قلت لأعلمنك أعظم سورة في القرآن. The Sahabi radiyallahu anhu, he said, I was praying in the Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Messenger of Allah called me. Falam ujib. I did not respond to the call of Rasulullah. I'm in Salah. I'm with Allah. I'm connected to Allah. After I finished my salah, I came to the Messenger of Allah. I said, Ya Rasulullah, the reason that I did not respond to your call, it was because I was praying to Allah. Then the Messenger of Allah said, didn't Allah say in the Quran, O who you believe, respond to Allah and His Messenger when they call you, that which will revive you. لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. To revive you. And then the Messenger of Allah said, today I will teach you the greatest surah in the Quran. I will teach you the greatest surah that was ever revealed in the Quran. And then he took me by the hand. And before he left the masjid, I held him back. I said, Ya Rasulullah, you told me before we leave this masjid, you will teach me the greatest surah. Which is it? Or what is it? قال الحمد لله رب العالمين هي سبع المثاني والقرآن العظيم. He said the greatest surah was ever revealed was Surah Al-Fatiha. يقول أبي بن كعب رضي الله عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أنزل في التوراة ولا الإنجيل مثل فاتحة الكتاب. No surah that was ever revealed in the Injil or the Torah like Surah Al-Fatiha. This surah that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about it, Al-Fatiha shifa'in min kulli da'in illa as-sam. See, subhanallah, when we get sick, we rush to the pharmacist, we rush to the hospitals. But the Messenger of Allah is saying to you and I, Surah Al-Fatiha is cure from everything. It's cure for everything except the sound, death. The surah that we read every single salah, in every single rak'ah. Yet, A lot of us do not understand the meaning of it. فَاسْمَعُوا يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I divided Surah Al-Fatiha between myself and my servant. I have divided Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah is saying, I divided between myself and my servant. Yet, especially for those of us who don't speak Arabic, we don't understand the meaning of Surah Al-Fatiha. We read it. Every single rak'ah we read it. And sometimes, نَتَغَنَّى بِهَا. With the way we beautify our voices. But we don't understand it. See, this surah is only 7 verses. Some of the ulama, they say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is part of the surah. Others, they say, no. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ is the 7th ayah. Bismillah is not part of the surah. Nevertheless, Allah starts by saying in this surah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And I know you're looking at your khatib saying, Brother Saeed, out of everything, you're going to teach us the Fatiha. Yes. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah said, remind, it would benefit the believers. So Allah said in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Most compassionate. No one can top that. Most merciful. No one can top that. And then Allah said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah. All praises given to Allah. All praises you who lived long enough to witness this khutbah, to sit in the masjid of Allah, one of the houses of Allah. Alhamdulillah for that. Those of you who are able to come for Salat al-Jum'ah, Alhamdulillah for that. Some of our brothers and sisters are in the hospitals. Some of our brothers and sisters are underneath us today. They are dead. They cannot even say, Alhamdulillah. And you and I were sitting here perhaps reflecting on dunya. Reflecting the next move in your business and adventure. Reflecting on where to have your next meal. You're not saying, Alhamdulillah, I am blessed. On earth, we have 7.9 billion people today. And you are one of the few that Allah has chosen to be in His houses. One of the few. And when you say Alhamdulillah, some of us, perhaps we're thinking that we're giving so much to Allah. La wallah. You are nothing, ya ibadallah, in the sight of Allah. الدنيا كلها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the heavens and the earth glorify Allah. The heaven and the earth and anything in it, they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you, ya human, ya abdallah, you are nothing in the sight of Allah. لذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى منها كافر شربة الماء. If this dunya is worth a wing of a mosquito, no non-Muslim would ever have a sip of it. الحمد لله. Do you know, يا عبد الله, one of the creation of Allah, ant, النمل. Do you know how many nams that every day do tasbih, every second do tasbih for Allah? Do you know how many of them do we have it on earth today? Every day? Do you know how many of them die per day? 736 trillion ants die per day. Just the one who died, not the one who is still doing tasbih. And human beings, the one who dies, only 164,000 of us die per day. Do you know how many leaves are on the trees? Do you know how many species are in the oceans glorifying Allah? Do you know how many birds on the sky glorifying Allah, saying Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah? Do you know how many living beings doing nothing but to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So when you say in your salah, Alhamdulillah, and I guarantee you, 99% of the people, they don't even reflect on Alhamdulillah in during the salah. Illa ma rahim rabbuk. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Abdullah, you know, He says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The entirely compassion. Ar-Rahim is a specific compassion. قال العلماء. They say Ar-Rahman is a general rahmah. Al-Kafir receives that rahmah. Someone who's cursing Allah, someone who's denying the existence of Allah, receives from that rahmah. Animals receive and they live through that rahmah. But Ar-Rahim, some of the ulama said, is only for the mu'mineen. Only for us, ya ibadallah. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Now, ya abdallah, your Lord is so merciful that He divided His mercy into two sections. Section that you share with everybody, Muslim and a kafir, and section that is specially designated and designed for you. Only for you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Maliki yawm al-deen, the master, the servant, the king on the day of judgment. Maliki yawm al-deen. Why, ya ibadallah? If anyone else earns yawm al-deen, then his mercy would have been limited. But Allah is the one who owns that day. He's the king of that day. He's the one who will call you, Ya Abdullah. And He will cover you with His kanaf. And He will stand you next to Him or in front of Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He will ask you, Ya Abdullah, have you not done this? Have you not disobeyed me that day? Have you not steal that day? Have you not lied that day? Have you not killed that on that day? Have you not fornicated on that day? And everybody else cannot see that conversation, nor they can hear it. On that day, Allah will show you who is Ar-Rahim. He will show you what a special mercy that He has. Everyone else, they scatter like a dead, like a intoxicated beings. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَ وَلَكِنْ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ الشَّدِيدِ مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And then we all claim, strange enough, we all claim and we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ إِيَّاكَ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. But in case anything happens, you call the best lawyer in town. When you have a case, you don't say, Allah said, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. You or Allah, Ya Allah, You we only worship. And You we only seek His help. When you get sick, you run to the doctors. I run to the doctors. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. But Adham Al-Qasim is when we say, إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم سيدنا ونبينا ومحمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Ibad al-Rahman, in the Salah we say, Ihdina. Ya Allah, Ihdina. Sirat al-Mustaqim. Now look how the Sigha, Ihdina. Like we are so persistent. We're not saying, Ya Allah, Ida arat. No. We are confirming that we want your guidance. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the right path. And we identify the path that we want in the Quran. We don't just let it go and say, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim and walk away. But we give the description, or Allah told us to give the description of the path that we want to seek. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم صراط of محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي والحسن والحسين وعمر بن عبد العزيز وأبا حنيفة وشافعي ومالك وشافعي وأحمد وغيرهم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. We want that صراط. We want no other road. We want no other way. But we say, we ask you, O Allah, to protect us from غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. We want you to protect us from those whom you bestow your anger, your wrath over them. And those who yet led them astray or went astray. But the funny thing is, they are the same people that we follow. Look at the contradiction. We say to them, we say to Allah, Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way of Isa, the way of Musa, the way of Ibrahim, the way of Nuh, the way of the Sahaba, the way of Salihin. Yet in our action, we follow the way غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. That's the path we follow. They follow their desires, we follow our desires. They lie, we lie. They live in a certain way, we live exactly the same way. Everything that they do, we do. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَتَتَّبَعَنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُ. You will follow the footsteps of those before you. They engage and indulge in interest and riba. And we are the first to exceed them. Which one of you, O business people, can stand in front of Allah on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah and say, I have never dealt with interest. I have never touched interest. I have never given interest. I have never ever witnessed interest. Which one of us would say, I'm not following the ways of the West, the enemies of Islam, whether they're the West or the East or the North? We say, غير المغضوب عليهم. Take us away from the path of those whom your wrath is upon them. Yet we follow them. Wallahi, we follow them. We follow in our lifestyle. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبُّكُ. We follow in our businesses. You know, some of the Muslim countries, they even eliminated Yawm al-Jum'ah as عُطْلَةِ المسلمين, the day that the Muslims, and they said, we're going to have Saturday and Sunday as off days. Saturdays and Sundays. And we say, Ya Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, and avoid us the way of those غير المغضوب عليه. But we live like them. See, this is what is called nifaq al-amali. I don't know if you ever study fiqh or usul al-fiqh or sharia. Nifaq al-amali is when your claim, whatever you're saying, whatever you're adding for that's coming out of your mouth, contradicts your action. And I'm not talking about the brothers and sisters in Masjid al-Rahman. I'm talking about as Ummat Muhammad sallallahu in general. Nifaq al-amali is when you say something, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, and then you live the life غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. And here, is the problem. You know, when we have that life type of lifestyle and we have no respect, things that we repeat minimum 17 times a day, you repeat 17 times, I repeat 17 times minimum, just the fara'id. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. And then we follow غير المغضوب عليه. And then we say, Ya Allah, how come you're not giving us victory? How come you're not helping our brothers? How come you're not helping me? How come my dua is not answered? Well, guess what? You are munafiq. I'm a munafiq. Nifaq amali. Because when amal contradict the action, action contradict the statement, that's a nifaq amali. And that's why Hassan al-Basri used to say, Wallahi, لو كان للمنافقين أذنابا ما استطعتم أن تمشوا في الطرقات. Hassan al-Basri used to say, Wallahi, by Allah, if the munafiqeen have tails, you wouldn't be able to walk through the streets of your city, because another munafiq's tail will connect with another munafiq's tail and the roads will be closed from the tails of the munafiqeen. You stand in front of Allah. And some of the athar it says, when the Abd, when he says, Allahu Akbar, Allah says to the angels, remove the veil between myself and my servant. And then Allah sees your heart. Yahimu fi kulli wad. Your heart is everywhere else except your Lord. And then Allah says, put the curtain down, this abd of mine, it does not seek my forgiveness. Ibad al-Rahman, Ibad Allah. We will read Surah Al-Fatiha. And you will listen to the recitation of your Imam. And you will read Surah Al-Fatiha, your own today, again and again. But make sure you do not contradict what you're reciting in your Salah. And remember, I should not contradict what I'm reciting in my salah. And the day that we follow Sirat al-Mustaqim that we're asking for, then that is the day the legacy, the respect of this ummah will be restored. Other than that, we will be toyed by others. They will toy with us. They will divide us. You are Somali, you're Kenyan, you from the coast. You know, some funny thing that I came to learn about Kenya. You're from the coast, you're from the northeastern, you're from, you know, Isakia community. This is Ogaden community. This is all Indian community, you know. And this is because at the same time we're all saying, Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ihdina al-Sirat al-Mustaqim. We ask Allah to give us a tawfiq and give us the hidayah. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم ارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم ولا تعذبنا فأنت علينا قادر اللهم يسر لنا أمورنا وهدنا إلى سبل السلام اللهم ارفعنا في العليين اللهم لا تذلنا يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم وأقم الصلاة يرحمكم الله